The Torah tells us in Parshas Nitzavim, Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu Vanigos Lanu Vaneinu. So if you look in the Chumash, has the dots. It has the dots over Vanigos Lanu. When you see the Chumash, so what's Pshat with the dots?
Yeah.
And what do you mean? So Hanigos, so Rashi quotes one opinion, but it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Nigmar Hadin.
Yeah.
What's Pshat in the Gemara? Hanistaros Vanigos Hanistaros. So the Gemara. So Rashi quotes one shita that one would I have thought so we conclude Hanistaros, that's Hashem Elokeinu.
Mm-hmm.
That we can't if we don't know what's happening, how could I help my friend? I don't know if he's doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
But Niglos Lano, when would I have thought that I should take on responsibly for another yid? I'd say my Torah. By Har Sinai, I would say. Yeah, what does the Pasuk say? No, so we know the Gemara tells us, "Ache Yavor Es Hayarden." Until the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael, when did the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazek kick in? According to different sources, the one source is this Gemara: Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazek kicked in when the Jewish people entered Eretz Harevav Hargrizim,
when they had the
Kol.
Yeah.
So therefore, so that's what the Gemara says that. So that's why Lama Nakud Al, why do you have the dots? Because the dots is like a reservation, you're excluding. I would have thought Arabis would have kicked in immediately. No, you had to wait till the Jews entered Eretz Israel. So we see the Avnei Nezer points out all the time, we see Kol Yisrael Rebim Zelazeh only kicked in until Eretz Israel. In other words, it comes to, let's say, Rosh Hashanah. So let's say, if I blew shofar and fulfilled my mitzvah, nevertheless, I could go around and make a bracha for every yid that didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. I could even make a bracha, call Yisrael, right? Until every Jew hears shofar, my shofar is lacking. Until every yid makes kiddush, I have to make kiddush for them. It's all based on this principle, call Yisrael, right? Was it? And in fact, he alludes you to a maral. But he doesn't give you the context. And he says, look at the Maharal.
Who says
this? The Avnei Nezer.
Oh,
so what's the Maharal he's referring us to? There's a Maharal, because when in Parshas Bahar, it talks about the Issur of Ribbis, the prohibition of taking interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then afterwards, then the Pasuk says, I'm the God who took you out of Egypt, who took you into Eretz Israel.
Yeah.
So the Maharal's bothered by, why are you telling me that you're the God who took me into Eretz Yisrael? Like, if it was a mitzvah, Shemitah, Truma, Meiser, a mitzvah, Satruya, Ba'aretz, and then connect Ribbis to Eretz Yisrael, what is Ribbis? Wherever, I can't take Ribbis in Canada, I can't take Ribbis in Israel, I can't take Ribbis in America.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the Pasuk linking it? It seems to be something special about Eretz Yisrael and Ribbis.
Mm-hmm.
So comes along the the Maharal, and says, that's the Pasuk, because why? Because what are you doing when you take ribbis? A yid is vulnerable. He needs money, a situation, and you go ahead, you take advantage. You take advantage, you charge him all this extra interest. Instead of helping him, you're biting him. It's
enough.
Exactly. What's our ravis is brotherly love. So, call yourself ravis, that means you show your brotherly love by helping him, not by taking advantage. So when did call yourself ravis kick in? When actually Avru et Hayarden, when the Jews entered Earth, so we only became miyachid, we only became responsible for one another in Eretz Israel. So that's the connection between Ribbis and Eretz, because Koyz Arevim was that only applied until they entered the land of Israel.
Uh-huh.
That's when it kicked in, and that's the Pshat as well. There's a beautiful Or HaChayim HaKodesh. That because we know we just read Parshas Kisavo. As the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Laman Aleph, Ezra instituted that we read the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah, before Shavuos. Yeah. So now we take it for granted because we finished the Torah in 1 year. It used to be it took 3 years to do it, so they had to take out a separate Torah. It was a separate, it's a separate Takana. Today we just do it together. But originally it was two. So either way, so what do we do? So the Gemara says, what's the difference between the tochacha in Torah's Kohanim
and
the tochacha Mishnah Torah? So it says one's One's Lashon Rabim, one's Yochid Yochid. And Mechuruso Teilechu, that's Lashon Rabim. Kisava was Lashon Yochid. That's what the Gemara says. But if you look in the Chumash, there's a stark difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
How they end. The Parshas Bichukosai, after the terrible warning, it ends on a high note. The Eskor is priests, don't worry, I'll remember Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Kisavo. Yeah. So it ends with hope.
Yeah.
Parshas Kisavo, as we ended very abruptly, and you'll be sold as slaves, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
No buyers. So what's the difference? What's the difference between Parshas Kisavo and why does one end abruptly? What I'll give you, remind me, I'll give you a pshat from Rav Salavitcher when I'm finished.
Okay.
But the Or Hachayim HaKodesh says, I'll tell you the difference is because why does Bichokosai end with hope and Kisavo doesn't? Because Kisavo is Lashon Yachid. If someone thinks they can be judged as an individual, they don't have to be part of a tzibur. No one can stand the judgment. If you're gonna stand the judgment alone, there's no hope for you.
Like the Buddha says, "Avrum etzayach, avot akeset."
Exactly. But Parshas Bichukosai, Lashon Rabim. If you're part of the Klal Yisrael, you're part of a tzibur.
Mm-hmm.
Who could, if you're, as Rav Pamo used to say, if you want to be Zocha Badin, you got to be part of a tzibur. It's like tefillah b'tzibur. That's why, if you daven on your own, who could say? And no one's tefillah is good enough to be answered. But tefillah b'tzibur, you have to look at the individual, the whole club.
Yeah.
And that's where Yisrael Salanta used to always say, especially during this time of year, you should be a yachid shehat tzibur toilu boy. Who could stand on their own? You should be make sure that tzibur needs you during that, of course, all year round, but especially now. And that's the pshat as well. There's a beautiful pshat by Elisha. When he was traveling, there was this almana, the woman, and she used to go ahead. And every time she used to take care of her, give him all the food. And Elisha wanted to pay her back, so he told God, Gehazi, whatever. He said, what do you want? Tell me. I have connections. I know the melech. Tell me what you want. I can do anything. You have any parking tickets to fly, tell me, what do you need from me? And she says, you know what? All I want is besoch ami anoki yoshevet. I just want to be part of Klal Yisrael, so that's all I want. So the Zohar writes, and now, what day was it? Vayehi hayom? It was Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't just any melech. It was melech malchay. I could speak to God. Tell me what you want. She said, no, I don't care. I don't need any connection. Well, as long as I'm judged part of the tzibur, that's all I need to know. And then I'll be Zocha Bedin. And that's the pshat. Now we understand as well the concept by shofar. Because by shofar, we have a printer. How does it work by shofar? It works because only one person usually is about Takiyah.
Yeah.
So it's all machlok is Rambam, Rabbi Natan, what is the mitzvah? We go with the Rambam, with Shmoah. We make the bracha with Shmoah. So usually, so what's the meaning of Israel? One person makes and everyone listens. Yeah. So how does it work? So Shemea Ka'ona.
Yeah.
So what's Pshat? Why Dafka are we Yotze with Shemea Ka'ona on Shofar? Because what's the Pshat? Because Shemea Ka'ona means is if everyone's blowing their own Shofar, everyone's doing the mitzvah themselves. If you blow the Shofar, you're not doing the mitzvah for me. I'm doing it. Every person is hearing on their own, and
but
we're all.
Everybody's one.
I know we're all equal. We're saying we're all fulfilling it together. We're hearing the same shofar, but we want to show everyone's the same. There's no one different than even the Baal Tokei is no different.
Mm-hmm.
It's all shmia, and that's the yisod. That's why by shofar dafka on Rosh Hashanah we want to be yotzei. We'll do shemei akona. We're all together. We're all listening. We're all listening by ourselves, but all together, but tzibur. That's why, as the Achronim point out, let's say Rachman and Litzlan, someone's sick, and they can't make it to shul. Okay, so you go ahead and you blow, you know, whatever, minimum 30. If you want, you can hear.
Yeah.
I have a WhatsApp shot, but you don't do it al Seda HaBrachas. The only time there's halacha of Seda HaBrachas is if it's b'tzibur. Because only b'tzibur, then you can turn it into a sa'aka. Then you have the So we see them, and we find many halachas. We find mitzvah derabim. That's why there's no aveilus. Aveilus is a mitzvah de yachid, and yantiv is a simchas yantiv derabim. And therefore, that's the yisod. So we see what's the yisod to be zocha bedin, the message of sofer, the message of shofar, the message of the whole Yom HaNoram is that to be zocha bedin, we have to be part of Klal Yisrael. And that began the Yachid, that's Eretz Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael Reivim Zeh was in. Until we entered Eretz Yisrael, we didn't become a full nation. Even now, even if you're not living in Eretz Yisrael now, it doesn't make a difference. We all, when we talk about it, Tzibur, we're always referring to Eretz Yisrael. And that's Miyachid, all of us. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Hanasur Basaru Vashivya. And we part of the Klal, like the Or HaChayim HaKodesh, right? About the Tokacha, we only can be Zocha Badin if it's Bechukosai, Lashin Rabim. The Maral, only once we entered Eretz Yisrael, that's the connection with Ribbon. We have to feel the brotherly love. And that's the Yisod of Elisha, the Amana. It's Besoch Ami Anochi Yosha. It's all part of being part of the cloud. As we saw, Salantu said, you could be a Yochish at Sibor Tolaba. This to conclude, I'll tell you something from Salavetchik.
Yeah,
the Brisker. Yeah, Yoshi Biar, yeah. So maybe it's from one of the other, but he quoted in his name. So he gives another pshat to the Kasha. How come the Kokosai ends with hope? And so he says it's not true. If you look in this week's Parsha, it's 50 psukim later, but it does end with hope. Parkiya mitzvah hazos. And it tells us, as the Rambam writes, God, don't worry, that eventually the Jewish people will do tshuva, miyad, and the olam bo. Yeah.
The
mitzvah zosh, the fichu above chalal. So we have a
haftacha. The Balatanya said, he made the cipher on this.
Yeah, we have a haftacha. What?
The Balatanya writes, mi yisat al fi, kikura val uva dura moloim, the fichu above chalal.
The
Balatanya. He writes, the cipher is mi yisat al dey pusim. That's what I think.
That's what others say. Well, we're on a kikar, because some, like, what does ma'od mean? Like, tov ma'od used to get on your report card.
Yeah.
Ma'od really means money. B'chol ma'odecha. So it says, kikar v'davah ma'od b'ficha u'b'vavcha. That it says, ma'od means money, b'ficha is verbal, and b'vavcha in your heart. I and Shema, we say the opposite. B'chol l'vavcha, b'chol nasha, b'chol... Why change the order? Because Kriya Shema, we're talking about a tzaddik. So tzaddik already went on work, but here we're talking about Baal Tshuva. When you start with the easy things. Modecha, okay, I'll give tzedakah, I'll give that. It's not in you. And then you go the next step verbally. But ultimately, then
yeah. This is
Hasidus Shetorah. I forget which Hasidus Sherebi. Because you threw me, like, getting back to the Britzker.
Yeah,
so what does Rav Soloveitchik say? So he says like this. He says, we do find it. So how come, the question is then, so why by Kisavo do we need a break in the middle? Like by Bichokosai, immediately after the Tocha, we get the hope right away. But yet by Kisavo, we don't get it to the next parasha, 50 psukim later. So what's the difference? So the Rav Soloveitchik explained based on the Ramban. The Ramban writes that really the two tochachas, the parshas Bichokosai is an allusion to Chorban Bayis Rishon, and Kisavo is an allusion to Chorban Bayis Sheni. So what's that? We know Chorban Bayis Rishon came with a finite time. That was it. The Navi said 70 years, that's it. People were confused when the 70 years began and ended. And that's why those people got killed. But the bottom line, so we knew Miyad Nigolan. So therefore, right there, after the Tochacha, immediate Nechama, we're going to start rebuilding the temple 70 years later. That's Parshas Bichukosai.
Mm-hmm.
However, Parshas Kisavo is Churban Bayisheni.
Yeah.
And we have no illusion.
We have
no idea. It's going to be 7 years, 700
years,
1,200 years. We don't know how many years it's going to be. But the good news is, because that's what he said, Ka Mitzvah Hazos, the ball is in our court. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to do tshuva.
Mm-hmm.
As the Rambam says, we have a haftacha. God is going to redeem us. Miyad Nigolim.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're in that 50 psukim void. God's waiting for us to do tshuva. And that's the pshat. That's why we have a break between in the tochla. And that's what That's what God's
you
waiting.
You could also say, you know, after Metzugim is also an Achomus.
It is.
Says,
no, that's Atami Tava Hayom. Hayom is also Rosh Hashanah. It's a Medrash which says anytime Hayom, anytime it says Atah, is a lesson of tshuva. Why Atah? Because it means now. And also they say Vayelach Ish. Next week's parsha, the Medrash says Vayelach is Tochacha. Every time it says Vayelach, it's Tochacha. Because why? Because every time, if you're not going in the right Vayelach, if you're traveling back, if you're heading in the right direction, you're going the right way. Vayelach Moshe. So they say Vayelach is a lesson of Tochacha. But that's the Yisod. To be Zocha Vadin, you got to be part of Chai Yisrael. You got to be part of the Tzibur. And that's the Yisod of the Avdei Nezer, the Maral, the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Briskers, etc. And that's the Yisod. It's the Yisod all year round, but especially on Yom HaDin, Elul, and Asherah Shemei Tshuva, we have to be more and more part of the Klal, and then we'll be Zocha Badin.